It's hard, but it happens. And it hurts. You love someone who may have loved you once upon a time, or who acted like there was a possibility of love in return, but now there's not, or who simply doesn't feel the same way and isn't going to feel the same way. Maybe your ex seemed to love you deeply, too, and then he or she just switched off and hurt you in ways that were unimaginable at the height of your mutual love. Maybe someone new came along and your ex left. Friends tell you that you are better than this new person in every way, but your ex is still with Mr. or Ms. New Thing. You seethe because this new person is a snake in the grass and your ex doesn't see it. This new person is immature, unavailable, spoiled, or just plain stupid, and your ex is enthralled nonetheless. What? Or maybe there is no one else and nothing else. Your ex just fell out of love one day, or failed to fall in love on the day you did. That's even more baffling. Wait, you're choosing nothing over me? What? Or maybe your ex has spiraled into some other mindset. He or she is depressed, upset, self-absorbed in some way. Don't you want someone to help carry the burden, you ask? The answer you get is, please leave me alone. You're freaking out. How is it that he or she wants you to help by going away? What? Maybe you initiated the breakup. Maybe your ex did. Whatever the situation, you're left with a big pile of hurt. And it really hurts. You go over your exchanges repeatedly in your mind. Where did it go wrong or fail to go right? What should you have done that you didn't? What did you do that you shouldn't have? You feel rejected and less than. You feel as if there is something really wrong with you. You wonder what you could do to make this person want you. Stop right there. Forget about changing for someone else. Forget about bargaining for what you should have without bribing whatever deity you believe in. Forget about losing yourself just so this narrow-minded person will love you. Forget it. You deserve better, much better. And this book will show you how to get it. While the aftermath of a breakup can be a devastating time, it can also be a tremendous opportunity for life-changing growth. As unbelievable as it may seem when you are in the throes of heartache, this can be a rich and fertile time when you are most open and ready to make your dreams come true. A breakup can actually be a liberating time when you take charge of your life and make positive change happen, instead of waiting around for it to happen to you. During the post-breakup period, you have three options. The first is to spend all kinds of time, futile effort, and tears trying to win back your ex. The second is to try to go on as if nothing has happened and continue down the same path that led you into yet another unsuccessful relationship. The third option is to heal properly, look at what's happened, and learn new ways to put together a healthy and whole life. Not only will this make you happier, it will also give you the best chance to find true love with a person who is good for you and to you. Although the last option is infinitely more attractive and assures sustained long-term happiness, most people choose the first. And when that doesn't work, the second. Why? Because they have no idea how to do the third, to take charge of their lives. Over the years, I've met many clients, students, and readers who want meaningful change in their lives after a breakup but don't know how to make it happen. One woman said to me, "Since my divorce, I find myself at a crossroads in life, but I don't know which way to go." Another client of mine thought his divorce would be exhilarating, but then became frozen by indecision. He said, "There are so many things I've wanted to do, but my ex-wife was a homebody, so I gave up so much. I want to do things now, but I'm still in pain from the breakup and the choices seem overwhelming." When you are part of a couple, there is a certain rhythm of life combined with accountability to the relationship that precludes other choices. Once the relationship is over and those constraints no longer exist, you have a unique chance to assess your array of new options and decide what you want out of life, where you're going.